Tav on Pei Ches Amud Aleph. No. Shnei Ksorim Miziv Shechina. From Russian, Shnei Ksorim Miziv Shechina. Two crowns from Russian's shine, literally. So it was not something that was necessarily physical. Maybe Esrim called Echad Echad not the Keser. So each one took back one Keser. So it says they received it at Charev. Tanu, they were loaded up with them literally. Achim Mashem Esad Yom Asher Hoyu Lehem Mehar Charev. Charev Parukul the Mashem Rami is not so Esad Yom Mehar Charev. They took them off. I'm not sure exactly what Rashi is adding. I'm not sure what Rucham Rebbe Chanina is adding. It says that they received them at Charev and they gave them back at Charev. Moshe Yikach, Vaisa Edi, he says, so with Ashik Moshe Rabbeinu took the Sukkim, shortly thereafter says Moshe took those crowns. Lashon Acher, he says, Moshe Yikach Esa Oil. So, Lashon Behiloi Neiroi, so the Pasuk in Iyu says, using over there, Lashon of the word, you were darshan the word oil, the same word as Behilo. Behilo is like raising up or shining. Neiro his Neir. Lashon Kirin Arpanav, that's the Pasuk referring to. So Moshe took. The pasuk before says, I think they're back to back psukim or very close to back to back psukim, in Kapitel Lama Gimel and Shmois, they took off their edyom and Moshe Yikach Azoyel. Moshe took the light, the shine. I said the word Shmoya, Mukhanim Lasa is Kadam Sheishmu. They're ready to do even before they hear and decide whether what it is. Normally the person would say, I want to hear what it is first and see if I can handle it. They say, whatever it is, we'll do it. The bud of the fruit comes before the leaves. So the bud is before the leaves. The bud of the fruit. So I can't say whether that's correct or incorrect, but the fruit in the Russian, it doesn't mean the actual fruit is produced beforehand. It means at least the bud of the fruit is produced beforehand. It's supposed to day. It's supposed to he put his fingers. It's also the yode of his fingers of his hand. He was rubbing on them with his foot, and he didn't realize because he was distracted. He was focusing on his learning. Amam Paziza is Nimhar. It's a nation which jumps into things too quickly. You put your mouth before your ear. Before you heard what it is, he kasha how hard it is. If you can handle it, you accepted to do it. So that's not how you do things. So Rabbi answered back, this again, Mishlei Musa. He's a lach imai. We went with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but time lev with a trusting heart, with a full heart. Those who do it with love, Samatul love. We trust him. Shaloi yitanenu, but davar shalnuchol lamed. But he won't give us something we cannot handle. So the relationship was as such that we were able to rely on that. Okay. Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Bianasan, Maidar Siv, Libavtini, Achasi Kaldo, Libavtini Bachas, Me'enayach. So, Pasuk in Shira Shirim. So, the Bershon was Makaravas with one eye. So, he darshans when you accepted it, it's almost like you only had one eye open, but once you mekayim it, you have two. I think what he means to say is that you said, which a lot of the Svarim say that our understanding of mitzvahs is such that we actually will not understand them until we do them. The Baruch Hashem set up the relationship with us in the Torah is that we will be our true connection to the Torah, and therefore the true understanding of the Torah would only happen once a person actually gets involved in doing it. So we start out with only one eye open, and we end up with both eyes. When you do it, you get both eyes open. Okay, Amar Ula. Ula is going back to Darshan Pesukim and Shir Hashirim. So he's Darshan Pesukim Shir Hashirim, which also refers to what we just were talking about, which was Chet Egel. Amar Ula, Aluba Kala Mezana Besech Chupasa. It's a very embarrassed Kala that she's Mezana right there while she's under the chuppah. So Klaiso by Har Sinai did the Chet Egel. Amar Mori Braid brought the Bashmuel, Mori the son of Bashmuel. The Gemara says the reason why we refer to the reason why we refer to was by his mother's name, that his mother had been in captivity, I think, and a man had relations with her. Eventually, he was Megayer and married her. I don't remember the details of it, but the conception was not Bekedusha, so he's referred to as brother Bashmo. Mikra, what's the pasuk which indicates this Alubakala? Achamelch b'mesibay, while the king is still sitting in his mesiba in his party, Nirdi Nasan Rechai. So Nirdi is my bad smelling Nerd is a bad smelling type of a spice. Let out its smell. Okay, so we're still sitting by the party, and already this bad smells are coming out. Amar Rav, but Rav says, some of the gears of Rava, V'dayin chavivusa hi gabon. But even so, the Bresham still gives us his chavivus, his friendship. The pasuk could have said a lot stronger language of how bad the smell was than just saying nosan, it gave out a smell. It didn't indicate how that was bad. It just said this nair gave out a smell. It didn't say it was bad or good. So, tarabonon. I think the flow of the next piece of Gemara just could have said the word aluva. Okay. Aluvin veinan olvin, a person who's embarrassed and does not embarrass back. Somebody insulted him and he does not insult back. Shemen cherpasin veinan meshivin. They hear their cherpa, their embarrassment, and they do not respond. Oysim yi'ava v'smechem bi'isurim. So the Chabad Chaim says, well, it's three madregas. The first madrega is a person who gets who's aluv and he doesn't insult back. He might say something back, but he doesn't insult back. He restrains himself. The second level is Shemach HaPasim and Meshim. They hear it, they don't even answer at all. And the third Madrega is, but they feel bad about it. The third Madrega is that they're happy that it's a Kippur for their Veras. Aysam Yavu Smechem Bi Yisurim. They're happy to get Yisurim. I think one of the Bali Musa said, if you do it right, you know, every person needs Yisurim in this world. That's how he gets Kippur. Being insulted is the best Yisurim in the world because it doesn't physically affect you in any way, shape, or form. It doesn't impair you from doing anything that you have to do. So the best Yisurim are being insulted and being embarrassed. Most of us usually would say probably not the other way around. I'd rather have my toe should hurt than the guy should insult me publicly and make fun of me. And everybody should think that I'm whatever. Okay, but you see the thought process of a Baal Musar. Anyway, so Aleim HaKosim. I remember about these people, it says, V'oyevav, those who love a Kadosh Baruch Hu are like the sun when it comes out in its kibbutz. Okay. Amar Yechonon, my d'ksiv, Hashem yiten, Omer, Hashem gave a statement. Hamavasris sovar rov. So what does that mean? Which brought with it a sovar rov, all of the nations. That's all of the hosts. So Kodimir Medibur Shayotim Yepi Hagbura Nechlak L'Shivim L'Shernes. Every single statement which came out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every word from by Matan Torah was spread itself out to the world in 70 languages. Tani the Rebbe Bishmol, who can paddle shifot itzelo pasuk in Yirmiyah. So like the hammer which will splinter out a piece of rock. My patish then nechlik l'kamen itzot. It's just like when the patish bangs out on the rock. Either it means it makes it into many flying splinters. So every dibur was spread out. It divided up into 70 languages. There's a goin, which the goin says that, the goin says that you find there are shivim koches. He brings the chazal. There are shivim koches ben nefesh adam. There are 70 different facets of a human being's personality. And each person is, and that's why there's ayin panim l'Torah. Corresponding to that, there are 70 different ways to understand facets of Torah. And each one of the lashonis represents a nation which took that one of those koches to it. That was its strength, and therefore it had a language which expressed that type of Mida, that type of kayach in the nefesh. So the Torah addresses all of them, so each it would be spread in the 70 languages. Means there was the 70 different understandings of Torah. Each one had a language which would express that well. That's in Lashon HaKadosh, represents all of them, but that was the idea of the Shivim Lashonis. Am I making any sense? That's where Chazal also mentioned that the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wrote the Torah, we had in the Sota, he wrote Be'er Hetev, so he wrote it with a very good explanation. And Chazal said it means Shivim Lashonis. So the Shivim Lashonis are a good way to explain the Torah, because each one of the Lashonis, of the seven Lashonis of the Umos Olam, represents a... So when you express it in French, you have a lot of good words to express love. You express it in Latin, you have a lot of good words to express war, you know, and the strength, you know, in each language, you know, has that of the 70 original Lashonis have that strength. Amar Rav Chanan, I don't know if I find a good place to stop. Okay. Amar Rav Chanan, Bar Papa, Ma'idik Si, what shall the Pasuk Shimu? Kinegidim adaber. Listen, the verse says, listen, that I am speaking the Gidim. So, Lama Nimshal Dibre Torah, why are the words of Torah compared to Kinegid? Nagid is a minister, a sar. Lama Nchaman Nagid Zay Yeshba, Lahomis Lahachius. He has the ability to kill and give life. Torah is something which can give a person life, or it can give the opposite. Where do you find such an idea? Hanon the Amr Rava, we have this in Yuma. Those who use the Torah in the going the proper way, Rashi will explain what that is. Pretty scary Rashi. Is some of the chaya. It's a elixir of life. Elixir of life. The masmilim, both those who go with it, use it improperly. The masmilim, both they go to the left, literally, but they go use it improperly. Some of the maisa, the Torah can function. It will empower the negative things which are in the person and bring him death. Dabar acher, a different explanation. Negidim, what is that called? Dibur v'dibur she has to be pei kadosh baruch hu kashem lo shnei ksorim. The diburim had Negidim had two crowns in it. So each Dibur had two crowns. So it was they were like kings. And the Negid is like a leader. Okay. Let's talk about two dots, Rashi. Vitchilos, second Rashi. Bekabola shekibaltem achas hu etzlechem, when you accept it, it's one. V'soyev kishkiyamtem shtayim yesh, when you fill it eventually, it's two. Libavtini is Kiravtani, the Rosh was Makaribas. Aluba Chatzufa it's insulting. The Uba Lashon the Chutzpah, it's brazen. Rachim Rameshethas Gete. Mazanatech Hiposa, Kishamdu, Messina Ibosa Ego. They were Mazana, like Klai Yisrael, King Yisrael, that they were Chaita by the Egel by Har Sinai. I think I told you once that there's machlokes in the Medrash. It's almost even further. The Medrash brings four mandamrim exactly what point in time the Klai will start contemplating the Egel. So the first one says that, you know, day 40 they said, let's do an Egel. The 39 days they were Bishlamis, and day 40 they did the Egel. Second one says that actually Klai was contemplating the Egel before that. I think it says that they said 11 days they were, if I recall correctly, they were 11 days they were Bishlamis, and 29 days they were contemplating the Egel. Third one says, one day they were Bishlamis, and 39 days they were contemplating the Egel. And the fourth one says, they were under the Chuppah, contemplating the Egel. Okay. The way I understand it, you sort of had the Egel. You know, it's very difficult to understand like what the say of Chet Egel is, but at least one of the approaches to Chet Egel, the Tana Klaisel, was that they made calculations, and they were good calculations, and all the different cheshbonos, and it wasn't really about Zohar, etc., but the Bereshit said no. And Kabbalah Satara meant that human being had to give over their mind to Kodesh Baruch Hu, accept Kodesh Baruch Hu's word, even though it didn't necessarily, you weren't comfortable, it didn't make sense to you. And this is a problem that you have, because when you're makabel something, you're makabel because it's based on your mind. So Kleistel said Nasa Benishma, which is a wonderful, that means they came to the recognition and understanding that they should makabel the Torah. But that means that the keli which they used to makabel the Torah was their minds, and part of the void of Kabbalah the Torah is to go beyond their minds. So that human being has to get to a point where they're willing to put their thought process, if it doesn't make sense, you put your thought process on hold and say, I'm going to do it anyway. So, but we, what other candidate do we have to be makabel but our mind? That's the challenge that we have. This is, you know, you take a person who's not from, you convince him of the veracity of the validity of the Torah, and he accepts it. So at the end of the day, what he's really, in a certain sense, what he's serving is his mind. Not a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because it makes sense to me, therefore I'm doing it. So at the end of the day, the final arbiter of truth and what's right and what's wrong is not a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but your mind. And that's not that Kleistel had to be takes into the Madrega, but the final arbiter of what's right and what's wrong is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not because it made sense to you. You're looking at Alman Aleph, the version was covered in Harkagigas. Okay. That's an interesting point. So I think, you know, the Taina was Alma Pazizim means we trust, but at the same time, but because it makes sense to us to trust. Yeah, I think that's true. I think what the Medrash is saying, that deep down, there was still some, I don't think the Medrash means, you know, they were sitting there really contemplating the Egel while under the Chuppah. You know, I mean, I think what it means is that deep down there was some element of that. There was the total negation of that thought process. But some element of it wasn't even reservation. It was, wow, this really is great because it really makes sense to us. That's why we're doing it. You know, deep down there was some element of that, and that's what the Medrash is pulling out, that little point and saying that was a time. It's a challenge. You know, the ability to do that. That was Adam Rishon. That was the Chet Adam Rishon. He made cheshbonos. You know, that's exactly the problem. Klaus was supposed to come to Misak, and that Chet Egel was back to Adam Rishon. We did it again. By his celebration, Nathan Ozav Recho had Tovel Acherim, gave away its. So saying the language of Nosan was it gave away its good flavor. It didn't say it gave a bad flavor. It gave away its good flavor. Even the pasuk is saying how bad we were. Herlon Loshen Chibet said it in a nice way. He sriach. Apparently, it sounds like nerdy is something which smells good. So nasa means our nice nair, instead of functioning for us, gave away to somebody else. Instead of saying it went bad. Okay, that makes more sense. Other people insult them and act not nice to them, and they don't respond in kind. They're happy with the being insulted. The hammer breaks the cella into many splinters. My meaning bar. So, actually, what is my meaning bar? A person who uses his right hand to Torah. Asukim and Bechol Kechem, they are involved in the Torah with all of their strength. Mitrudim Ladas Torah, they seek to understand what the message the Torah is really telling us. Kadam Hamishtamish Beyad Minoy Shihi Iker. The person who uses his right hand, which is the stronger hand, he puts all of his strength into understanding of the Torah. The Torah will lend him. Give him life. Otherwise, the Torah could end up being the source of death. The way I understand the Rashi is the following. I think I told you about what I call the color war syndrome. The color war syndrome? I told you the story. I call it the color war syndrome. So I'm sitting in Tel Zeshiva in the summer, you know, there's a camp there, and I'm learning, you know, I was part of the camp, and, you know, I stayed in the summer, I was, you know, curling them on. And all of a sudden, there's like these four or five kids come running in, they're looking for Rabbi Rangel. They're in the middle of color war, and it's part of the color war is that they have to, whatever mitzvah they have, that the two mitzvahs that they have to find chazals for their banners for the grand march, you know. So their general told them, go to Beis Medrash and find Rabbi Rangel, he'll help you find some chazals about, you know, mitzvah X. So I don't remember what the mitzvah was anymore. I just remember, so I showed them some chazals about mitzvah X, and they were very happy, and they run off. Half an hour later, there's four or five kids come around the Beis Medrash, and they're looking for Rabbi Rangel. Well, their generals told them that they're on the other team, and they need to find Rabbi Rangel to help them find some chazals about their mitzvah. So I helped them find the chazals about their mitzvah, and they run back, and they're very happy. And I'm saying, I just found five chazals about the importance of mitzvah X, and, you know, the color was usually two opposing mitzvahs, and I found five chazals about the importance of mitzvah Y. So which one is it? And the answer is they're both true. So it means, if I walk in with my own preconceived notion, and I'm not seeking to really find out what the Torah wants to say, I can find chazals which support anything I want. There's chazals about don't rush into things and take things with, you know, menuchas and nefesh and thinking. There's chazals about don't think so much, just do it. And there's chazals, I mean, and if I walk in with, you know, my attitude is I'm a person that's laid back, I can find all the chazals in the world about being laid back is a good thing. But I'm not doing Kodesh Baruch Hu's rotzen, I'm doing my own rotzen. And using the Torah to support it, and really I should be changing, and I'm not changing. So the Torah ended up being something which didn't help me. But if my goal is to find out what the Torah has to say, so then I got to work hard at it. I got to seek it. I got to be willing to have an open mind to work hard and keep thinking again. Maybe what I'm getting is really the wrong message, and I really have to. And that's not easy. You know, we tend to appreciate the chazals which support our way of thinking more than the chazals would say the other way, or we don't even notice the chazals saying the other way. That's, I think, what's even worse. Okay, so I call it the color war syndrome. Kashan l'shnei k'sarim, l'diber shohayu b'mamish. Rashi says that the diber actually, the words actually were visible. Manir could have seen roimetz akarlos chazal darshan, that they saw the chazal explained that they saw the words of Hakadosh Baruch Hu coming out, and that those words, whatever that means, they saw them, wore crowns. There's a Chaim Balozhin who says Chazal said they were Royim is a Nishma, Veshemim is a Nira. They were, they saw that which was heard. They saw the words, and they were able to the Nira, that which was visible. They were able to hear it. It had sound to it. So he says Api Melitza. He says that, you know, in the world that we live in, Gashmius is real, and Ruchnius is something that you know about, you hear about, you talk about, etc. We don't see it. In the world that they were in, at that point of life, that which we normally see, they heard, oh, there's such a thing called Gashmius. I hear such a thing. And that which we hear about, they saw. The world became a reality of Ruchnius, and that's how he touches that chazal. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Levi. they were raised up so much beyond this world. Like, imagine a malach. A malach doesn't relate to Gashmis as something real. It relates to Gashmis as something. There's some Meshuggah guys called human beings who live in a world of Gashmis. That's so strange. Right? Yeah, clearly. Rav Shmuel Levi might have seen a lot of statements, but Rav Shmuel Levi about Matan Torah. So he gave me this packet of mor. That's like Kadosh Baruch Hu is with me. Ben Shaddai Yolin. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we're darshin the lashon of mor as lashon of mar. Rebbeinu Shlom Af Apisha Meitzer and Mememerli. Even though Rebbeinu Shlom is punishing me, still Dodi Ben Shaddai Yolin. He's still willing to dwell amongst us, even after Chet Ego, which the Russian punished us, etc. He still dwelled in the Mishkan between the two Bari Oren, which we had over there in Yuma. The Chazal say that the staves of the Oren, the bottom of the Oren, pressed against the Peroiches, and it looked like the two breasts of a woman's, and that's where Kadosh Baruch Hu dwelled amongst the Bein Shaddai, between my two breasts. I'm not sure what the mashal is in that nakuda of why Dafka the Shaddaim of Anisha. Chazal Darshan and Air, I think we had it somewhere that the more you the from there comes the milk, which is a sustenance for a child, and the child can keep getting more and more and more out of it. It doesn't run out. So the Torah always has more to teach. Something like that. I'm not sure exactly why over here at that point. Eshkol Kavra Dodi Li B'Karmei En Gedi. Pasuk also in Shir Hashirim. There's a lot of psukim in Shir Hashirim over here. Misha Kol Shaloi Eshkol. Okay, Misha Kol Shaloi Mechaper Hakayfer Li. So Bereshim is Mechaper for me. Al Oven Gedi on the Chet Ein Ledashing Avoin Gedi. The Rashi says Tupshatim, why it's referred to as Gedi, it wasn't with a Gedi, it was with an eagle. Shekaramti li, which I have gathered for myself. I collected of eras. My mashad hai karma lishad the machnish. Where do you say the word karma means lishad of gathering? I'm a zutra braid the Rav Nachman, kitnan kisei shokoybes, shekarma malovis abikale. They had a place that you would put the washer person would also sometimes they put a nice smell into the thing. He would have a stand which had holes in it, and he'd put the incense under it, and he would lay out the kalim on top. So and then the smell would come up through the holes and put a nice smell into the garments. So lashon of uses the lashon of karmim alav. Karmim is he would lay out all these begotim there. It's like he's gathering all the begotim there on top of it. His cheeks are like a regasa boisim. What does that mean? Every word which comes out of Kodesh Baruch Hu's mouth, his cheeks, and they smell like olam kula b'samim. It filled up the whole world with these furrows of boisim. It filled up the whole world with b'samim. Samor says, "V'kimish v'dibur rishon nismale." So it filled up the whole world with some the first time. So where's there room for the second one? Said where? What happened to that? Hashem took out a wind. While Yamaver Rishon took them away, and actually there's a Chazal now she says that they took them to Gan Eden. Shenemar sisa sub shoshanim noitvois moraver atikar shoshanim elo shoshanim that he exchanged them. So his lips were dripping this beautiful this moraver, this tremendous strong smell of mor, which is myrrh, but it was exchanged with each dibur. I think the Mephoshim said that means each dibur, each element of Torah can truly fill the whole world. But that's a chiddush. Each element of Torah, but so each one really filled everything. So where's the room for anything else? And so what more is there to say? What's more is there? That fills everything. Each Dibur Kleisel's neshama was so overwhelming that they left their bodies. My nefesh left bedabro with his word. No, they're dead. So how do you get, exactly do you get you hear the second one? Hurried tell shosel hachis meisim mehifyir some. The Bresham gave us the tal of tchias and meisim. Shemar geshem the dovis tonif elakima nachlascha menila atorkenanto. More doesn't go through exactly how you dash all the words of the pasuk, but it says geshem the dovis. The Bresham gave and the dovah gave a this rain. That's actually mean rain. It means tal. Of the Nadava of a Matana, the Russian was waved over them. And that's what established us. Okay. Vamar Rishum Levi, Kaldibri Vidibash Yasmi Piyakosh Baruchu, Chaz Yisulachareyim, Yud Beis Mil. Kleisel jumped back from one end of the Machna to the other end of the Machna. So they jumped back 12 mil. Vayamalachi Hashores Medadun Son, and the Malachi Hashores needed to move them back, bring them back, support them to come back. Shenemar Malachi Tzavois Yudoidun Yudoidun. I think Yudoidun Ela Yudadun. The Malachim helped us move forward. Okay, let's see Rashi. Avisha Meitzer Memerli Doidi Be'egel Shomer Hurid Ed Yelchot. Vershom is punishing, giving us pain, punishing us by saying, take away your crowns. Ben Shaddai Yelin, Omer Miyad, Lassus Le Mishkan, Lios Mitzum Semes, Shkinosa Ben Shnei Abadim. The Bresham gave us the Mishkan where he would dwell amongst us between the Badim. Shinemar B'miktash Rishon, Shinir B'miktash Rishon, Kishnei Yad Shaddayim, Dechim Aboltim, B'Peroichas Sheganagat HaPesach. That they prepared like Yad Shaddayim. En Gedi, with Arshan Loshan, Oven Egel, Shehum Min Behema, so it's a type of an animal, Loshan Acher, Lashon Akum, we find the word Gedi means Vodazor. Ha'archim Lagot Shulchan, we had that before, right? That, so they would put up a table for their Vodazor God. Shekaramti, Sheosafti, I gather for myself the Isabas, Elhu Sarbe, many gods. Shemar Kedeksi, Elalacha Yisrael. So it's a language of many, gather many things. Shekarmel Olav, Shemar Masim Olav, as a begotten, they gather Malachim, Hudaf Aruch, it's a long board, when a canvas that has holes in it, the cover harbor many holes, you put incense beneath it, and then the kelim would get receive the smell through the holes. Lisha the Michnish Garcin. Mava Rishon Rishon the Ganadin, we take each one to Ganadin. For it is more over Al Shavirin, because he moved them away. Geshem Adobis, Gabimat Tarak Siv, Besever Tillim. That same, and that's Kapitel Samaches, and it says also Yud Beis Mil, Malachit's also over there. So he made his Machaneim. That was the measure of the encampment. So the ones in front jumped all the way to the back, and the ones in back jumped also back. They helped them, supported them to come back slowly. Like a woman who helps her child walk, supports her child as he's walking, when he's learning to walk. They do it to themselves. The malachim are being walking slowly. They help other people walk. Okay, let's hold it here, because the next piece continues all the way into the next Amud. And that's the famous conversation, Moshe Rabbeinu on the Malachim, whether the Kleisel deserves the Torah or not.